regarding VMware and their products, I'm not sure, I should say free products, I'm not sure what the big hubbub is about VMware Server. In terms of its stability and the ease of configuration, the existing production release of the software is at best mediocre in terms of its stability, in terms of your ability to configure the hardware on the units, and in terms of really being able to rely on the software for running production stable systems. In turn, I haven't had these types of issues with the Microsoft virtualization products. With virtual servers, for example, it has been completely stable, the R2 version. The ability to work with that product is phenomenal, to configure the individual hardware pieces, the virtual networks, everything that goes along with it. It's the ease of use is fantastic. It gives you a great amount of flexibility in configuring your servers. And the servers work very efficiently once the server, the virtual server tools are installed on the system. VMware, I've had nothing but trouble using since I brought it on board. Starting with the first series of issues that resulted when I tried to run both Microsoft Virtual Server and VMware Server 1.04 on the same server. It actually presented a fatal error, a blue screen, with that. In terms of importing existing functioning working servers, 32-bit servers from my virtual server environment and trying to import those over to VMware, they completely crashed as well. Blue screens, disasters, just a complete nightmare. I've had to rebuild, because of it, I've had to rebuild my Active Directory domain, which had been running extremely stable on virtual server R2. Other issues that have occurred, freezing up of the console, the 1.04 console, over and over and over again. It's been very difficult to access the servers and get those working the way they're supposed to. The what I've seen working is the VT technology that goes along with the Intel quad-core processors that I have on my server. Yes, I can install 64-bit operating systems with it, but that's not the that's one of the only saving graces right now, the 64-bit and the dual two processor types of configurations that I've been able to do with VMware products is definitely what is keeping me attempting to work with this product. But other than that, the stability issues and everything else, if I can actually get those operating systems functioning, it will be one thing. But you know, I had my hard drive space was completely eaten up at one point because of the consistent rewrites of the backup partitions, which everybody thinks is such a great feature on the on VMware's programs. It's you have to monitor it, and that was something that I wasn't prepared to do. All of a sudden, I had 600 gigs of hard drive space eaten up on my servers when I had allocated only 320 gigs to the virtual servers that I was running. And I was wondering where in the hell all of that went. You can do that as well with virtual server R2, so I'm not sure, you know, in terms of the snapshot functionality, that's also available for virtual server. You can do that. And so all the people that are saying, hey, this is the feature that is something you can't do with Microsoft products, is that's bullshit. You can absolutely do it. It's a part of Virtual Server 2005 R2 edition, and it works great. So, you know, I don't know what everybody's talking about here in terms of the greatness of the VMware products. If they can't even get their VMware server product to be stable, I don't know what in the hell. You know, I don't know why I would continue to waste any time. I've already wasted 3 days trying to get this to work, and I don't have 3 days to get it to work and to get it to work in a stable way. It's just not worth my time to continue working with this product. It's junk, this doesn't even go into their beta version of the virtual server or VMware server that they have out there for VMware Server 2.0. It's even worse. It's ridiculous. It's sure they have a web interface, and that's, you know, they realize that it's important for people like me to have a web-based application, but it fails. It completely crashed on me. I was trying to create virtual machines and multiple virtual machines at the same time, which, you know, I'm trying to provision multiple servers. I don't want to sit there and wait for it to do each individual hardware edition while it's doing that. You know, and I've been able to do that with 1.04, but only by opening other instances of the console application. And in one instance, it completely failed. It crashed, and it wasn't able to actually. And despite that, I was able to add the system, but then I wasn't able to go back to the hard drive because of the way the snapshots were working and make it work by adding that snapshot hard drive or the hard drive that was supposed to be the existing hard drive to my setup. It didn't work, and it said that it failed because of this, that, and the other. So the virtual server product that Microsoft puts out, in terms of its stability, is far superior to what I've been dealing with the VMware product. It's not comparable at all. You know, the only, sure, it'll give you the ability to run the 64-bit operating system, but I can't even attest to that actually running more efficiently than a 32-bit version of the system. So, you know, in terms of actually being able to see benchmarks of it at this point, I'm not sure it's going to work. I don't think it will. So that's my take.